Welcome to the Gorfine Schiller and Garden podcast series. With many companies and organizations embracing remote working strategies for the near and long term, there are many security considerations that go beyond the usual cyber tips. And today we're speaking with Mike Schiller, who's a supervisor of audit and accounting at Gorfine Schiller and Garden, more about this topic. And Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Sure, sure. Let's jump right in. And if you don't mind, tell us about some of the security vulnerabilities that can come from working at home.
Well, I think when people are working from home, the first vulnerability they think about is the computer that they're using, which is certainly a vulnerability. But there are other factors that don't get considered, such as, you know, having hard copies of documents in your private home that you normally would only have in your secure office. And so that opens up the availability for other people in your household to see that information, people visiting your household to see that information, and even for thieves that are robbing your house to all of a sudden get business information they wouldn't normally have had access to in your personal home.
Yeah, it's a real interesting point because this is a lot of stuff you often don't think about. Like you said, there's a lot of stuff out there about using VPNs and other cyber tips for keeping information secure electronically. But there are a tremendous amount of vulnerabilities that can happen just from the home office with hard copy documents, like you mentioned. And, you know, with that in mind, what can companies do to ensure that their employees are keeping their home offices more secure?
I think the first thing is to, you know, identify that that is a vulnerability and to create policies that address those things, such as making sure that you only keep those hard copy documents as needed at your home and that you get them to the office, to a shredder, as soon as you don't need those anymore. Also, you know, when possible, try to scan those documents in somewhere else, so that you can access them digitally instead of needing a hard copy.
Yeah, interesting. And one of the things that we talked about last week about this discussion when we had a separate conversation, it often comes down to just making sure your home office is locked when you're not there. You never know who can come in or out of the home, whether it's a repair person, whoever it may be. And I imagine you also think that's a pretty important thing too. Just lock the office when you're not there, right?
Yeah, you know, people feel more secure when they're at home, but they really need to treat their workspace as they would in an office environment where, you know, they need to secure it whenever they're not in it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's shift real quick and talk about the digital side of things. We certainly covered off on a lot about physical security and especially keeping hard copy documents secure. But tell us what companies can do to ensure that their employees are using the right cyber hygiene practices.
Well, certainly having networks set up with VPN, making sure that employees are setting up their home networks properly with security will help. But, you know, also identifying what computers are being used to access the office environment. Some people have work computers that they're able to take home and access the office. Other people are accessing from a personal computer that they have at home. If you're using a personal computer, who else has access in the household to that computer? You know, are you properly logging out before your, you know, spouse or son or daughter uses that computer? So those are things that, you know, need to be considered. And really, the business should be considering these things and creating policies to address the new environment that people are in right now.
That's great. Thanks, Mike. And speaking of the new environment, if you don't mind, tell our listeners about the services that Gorfine Schiller and Garden offers in this arena.
So we offer, like most accounting firms, tax and audit. We also do small business consulting. And I'm actually a certified fraud examiner, so we do offer some forensic examinations and fraud investigations as well.
That's great. Excellent. Well, Mike, as always, we appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
No, I think we hit on all the topics that we needed.
All right, perfect. Well, this concludes this Gorfein, Schiller & Garden podcast series, where we spoke with Mike Schiller, who's the supervisor for audit and accounting at GSG, about how companies can embrace new remote working security strategies, many that go beyond the usual cyber tips that are out there in the marketplace right now. And Mike, thank you so much for your time today.
All right, thank you.